a graduating senior at Roaring Fork High School. As a graduating requirement, seniors must complete a capstone project that helps us connect with the community and explore topics that interest us. When I started my capstone project, it was more of a personal project. My goal was to figure out the best path for me as an undocumented student. I know that I want to be a nurse, but I don't know if I should stay in the U.S. for college or go to college in Mexico, where I am originally from. Also, I wonder if I studied in Mexico, would I be able to return to the U.S. and practice as a nurse? Or if I study in the United States, will I be able to move to Mexico and get a job? I have so many questions and nobody seems to be able to answer them. As I wondered about my own situation, I realized that so many students here in our valley are probably dealing with the same questions that I am struggling with. That's when I decided that my senior capstone project would be to capture the voices and ideas of other undocumented students in the Roaring Fork School District. I wanted to find out what they are thinking about their future plans and their feelings and experiences as undocumented students about to graduate from high school.
I feel different being an undocumented student in many aspects. One of them is not having the same benefits as other students. For example, not having a social security to apply for FAFSA to get financial help once I graduate high school, or participating in programs like World's Travelers or other cool programs here at Roaring Fork High School for not being a U.S. citizen.
As a non-documented student, I feel like I'm not different than anybody else and that I have the same chance as any other student. I just feel like at my age, which is 15, most students start working to earn some money for college, which I can't do since I don't have papers or a social security. As in an upperclassman in high school, I feel like I'm gonna be keeping a good student and get a good grade point average. I plan on keep working to get some more money and hopefully get to go to college.
As an upperclassman in high school, I see my future as, I feel like we have some opportunities, but I don't think we have like as much as opportunities as other people have that were actually born here. Like, you know how some people can applicate for like some scholarships that we can't? And so, yeah.
How do you feel about being a non-documented student?
Well, sometimes I feel like I appreciate stuff more because it makes me like think, oh, well, you know, other people have some opportunities that I don't, and so that's why.
How do you feel about being an undocumented student?
How I feel about being an undocumented student would be, I guess other people have like more opportunities, and then how we have to appreciate things more because we don't have the same opportunities as others. I see my future as an upperclassman in high school by not having so many opportunities as another kids that were born here. By if I want to travel, I wouldn't be able to.
I say senior in high school, I see a great future in Mexico because I am planning on studying agriculture engineering because it's something that it's interested and something that I want to do for a living. So I see a big future in Mexico once I graduate high school.
As a non-documented student, I feel safe because we're around like trustworthy people here. I don't really have to worry about like anything like of getting deported or anything. Like I feel people around me. I feel like I'm safe, like around the people that I'm with. In school, I feel fine, like if this was my country, you know, because they don't set me aside or anything. In a way, yeah, you know, like I do feel left out, because like some places have like really nice scholarships, and for the same reason that like we're undocumented, we can't apply for them. So that's that's kind of like where I would feel left out, you know. Yeah. So as an upperclassman in high school, I feel like I could get a good future because, you know, not all doors are closed. There's still some open doors like here and there. So I feel like I still have like a chance to go like to colleges and like apply for some places. But I feel confident about my future. I'm not gonna I don't see myself doing nothing in like 3-4 years, you know.
As an undocumented student, I'm not sure how I feel. You can say that it brings more challenges into your life. It makes you think even more on the aspects about life and about growing and how people in society see you, because there is a lot of negatives about immigration, and not just that, but as students, you just want to learn and not be classified as immigrant or as undocumented. All you want to do is just get an education and learn. So as an undocumented student, you can say it's confusing because you don't really know where you stand. As an upperclassman in high school, I see myself in the future building a better community, not just within here, but hopefully changing the perspective of immigration and how people view DACA. It's different as being an upperclassman and undocumented because scholarships are not as varied for undocumented students. The possibilities are not less, but are scarce. So finding a scholarship that fits you can be hard, but I believe that where I see myself in is creating a community within where I live and showing that just because I'm undocumented doesn't mean I can't provide.
So as an undocumented student, I feel like I don't have as many opportunities as other students do. And I can't do a lot of things that other students can, like scholarships and having more opportunities to go to college for like a full ride or something like that. As an upperclassman in high school, I see my future as being a lot better than when I did at freshman year. Because now I have a vision of what I want to do in the future after high school. I'm debating going to college because I feel like school has never been a big thing that I've been a part of. So with that, I feel like college wouldn't be right for me. I can get myself through college without being undocumented. It's just that I don't feel like college is right for me in a sense.
As an undocumented student, I feel kind of scared and like I fear for my future, like for my college years. And
why do you fear for your college?
Because I feel like, you know, like the new president and Donald Trump, like about deporting people, and it's scary because you need to be scared. Like, it's scary to be out there when you're not from here. As an upperclassman student, I fear for my future that I'm not going to go nowhere and I'm not going to be accepted in the colleges I want because or jobs, interviews, et cetera, because I don't have papers and I'm not a U.S. citizen.
As an upperclassman in high school, I see my future going into college, studying business, and getting myself involved with the business area. The college I'm trying to go to is Metro in Denver or Fort Lewis in Durango. And my last option is CMC in Steamboat. How I feel about being an undocumented student is it has its benefits, But I definitely am not ashamed of it because it's the truth. I can't hide it. And I just kind of try to appreciate and take advantage of whatever chances I have of being an undocumented student.
As an upperclassman in high school, I see my future being better in Mexico because I could have more support as I have more family that can help me in my college experience.
Being an undocumented student here makes me feel like I don't have freedom.
As an undocumented student, I feel like I don't have enough freedom to do things that documented students have. For example, they have more chances to get accepted in college. Another thing is that I don't have the opportunity to go out of the country and be able to come back.
As an upperclassman in high school, I see my future in Mexico as I have no opportunity here as an undocumented student.
When I was undocumented, I guess I didn't really see like the fact that I could have a future. I knew that I like had come here to get like a better life and stuff, and I knew that I had to try really hard and get good grades, but I never really saw college as something that I could really do. It was just something that was probably maybe in my future if I got lucky. When I was an undocumented student, it was really rough just like to be around like my classmates who were all or mostly documented. Whenever there was any debate about immigrants or anything about that, everyone would turn and look at me because I was kind of the only one in class who was an immigrant, and a lot of people knew about that. And I like even remember in fourth grade when there was the whole deal of like Obama. One of the kids said that he hoped that all like Hispanic people would die, and he would like looked at me when he said it, and so that was like something that was like really really rough. And it wasn't until freshman year that I actually got like my residency and I was actually documented. But going all the way through middle school, it was something that I had to like fight harder than everyone else so I could prove that I was like supposed to be here.
After talking to my peers about being undocumented students, I learned that we all feel similar about what it means to be undocumented, but each of us has our own story. We are all dealing with different situations. Each one of us is taking different steps to problem solve, and we all have different goals. We all want to go to college, but we don't know if we have the same opportunities as other students who were born here. Overall, I did learn that I am not the only one that has concerns. We are all concerned about our future. This has been a collaboration between the Roaring Fork High School Capstone Project, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thank you to all the students who were willing to be interviewed for this piece. And special thanks to Bo Tucker Robin and Beth Weissong for supporting me to complete this project.